WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
You're listening to WBEZ. A year has come and gone since a gunman killed seven people and injured dozens more at the Highland Park 4th of July parade. Residents paid tribute to victims' memories yesterday as the city strives to move on with mixed emotions. WBEZ's Michael Puente has more.
For years, the city of Highland Park hosted a 4th of July parade, just like so many other communities across Illinois and the nation. But yesterday, there were no high school bands, no colorful floats, and no booming cannons. Instead, it was a day for the community to gather to remember the victims. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering read the names outside City Hall.
Katie Goldstein of Highland Park. Arena McCarthy of Highland Park. Kevin Michael McCarthy of Highland Park. Steven Strauss of Highland Park. Jackie Lovie Sondheim of Highland Park, Nicolas Toledo of Morelos, Mexico, Eduardo Uvaldo of Waukegan.
Following 1 minute of silence, Rotering called on those in attendance to continue the fight to make communities safer.
Each one of us deserves to live free from the terrorism of gun violence. It's a fundamental right. We will never forget what happened here, but we, Highland Park, will not be defined by it. We come together today, united in remembrance and heartbreak, but also refusing to let hatred and fear win.
Gerardo Toledo's father, 78-year-old Nicolas Toledo, was one of the victims. He says it just doesn't feel like a holiday. He says it's heavy these days and no one wants to start the July 4th holiday. It's difficult for the family.
Es difícil para la familia.
At Tuesday morning's remembrance, Arlene Stern of Wilmette kept looking at her watch.
I looked at my watch at 10:14 because I know that's when it happened. And it's just sad. It's just really sad.
Stern came to pay tribute to her cousin, Jackie Lovie Sondheim. She remembers Sondheim as being very patriotic and very spiritual, having worked as a preschool teacher and as a bar mitzvah coordinator at North Shore Congregation Israel in nearby Glencoe. For Stern, celebrating the nation's independence just didn't feel right to her as well.
I was invited to go to fireworks last night, and then tonight, I don't feel like it. And that's what, I mean, I just don't know if I'm ever going to see fireworks. How do you celebrate fireworks? I know it's our country. But when somebody you know very well passed away, it was wrong. And it just feels bad to celebrate.
While it is difficult, Highland Park resident Eduardo Cuesta says life must go on. Cuestas was at the parade a year ago, sitting at Central and St. John's when shots rang out. Cuestas says he won't let those who choose to do harm win.
I personally won't give any room, any inch, any space to any people that wants to terrorize us. If there are parades, I will attend to parades. If there are fireworks, I will try to go to fireworks. I will try as much as possible to keep my life normal.
Yesterday's parade was replaced with a community walk and picnic. Dozens of people, some pushing baby strollers and many wearing red, white, and blue, participated. During the walk, you could hear people recalling where they were sitting on Central Avenue when shots rang out. Melissa Lee Littlewitz carried a large wicker basket full of colorful flowers during the walk as a tribute to the victims.
There's seven roses for the seven victims, orange flowers for gun violence awareness, and white daisies for mourning.
For Lee Littlewitz, it's not a matter of returning to normalcy one day. She says she now knows that tragedy can happen anywhere, at any time.
I don't know that July 4th will ever be the same, but I have more than made peace with that. I'm happy about that in a way. I hope I can, at least personally and as a community, we can channel that into something better, more powerful.
And for those who gathered for the first time since the shooting, it was clear many are still healing, but others are hoping for that something better too. In Highland Park, Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
This is WBEZ.